This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Crude oil tanker traffic in the waters between Washington and Canada is going to increase next month by a lot. This as the expansion of the Trans Mountain Pipeline into British Columbia, pushed through by the Canadian government, nears completion. Right now, around 5 tankers a month ship out of a terminal in Burnaby near Vancouver. That could increase to 1 per day, sailing past the San Juan Islands and the Olympic Peninsula on their way to open waters. Someone familiar to KUOW listeners, semi-retired correspondent Tom Bonsi, wrote about this development today in the Washington State Standard, and he joins me now. Tom, welcome back.
Hi, Kim. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to talk with you again. And just to note, you've been tracking this. This controversial pipeline expansion has been in the works for some time, years now. Governor Inslee, tribal leaders, environmentalists all argued against it. They lost. What risks were they flagging on this?
They had a whole bunch of gripes about this Canadian project. The biggest one is the risk of oil spills. That's considered to be a fairly low probability risk, given that the Canadian producers involved here, shippers, have stepped up to really increase the spill prevention and response capabilities. But I was told by one of the environmentalists, if you move oil from one place to another, there's inherent risk there. So that's number one. Underwater noise and disturbance to orca whales is a big one. These tankers are significantly increasing the traffic in large ships through critical habitat for the endangered, treasured southern resident killer whales. There's also just the overall vessel traffic, because there'll also be tug escorts following these tankers when they're laden out to sea. And this comes on top of other projects that are coming to fruition in Canada that will increase large vessel traffic through the Salish Sea. It's just really rubs people south of the border the wrong way, partly because they also don't see much benefit coming to the Washington side of this.
Tom, for folks who aren't that familiar with the area, just help us visualize where the tankers are going to travel as they head out to sea.
So what happened is this pipeline was basically twinned, in the words of construction people. It's tripled, actually, in capacity to bring crude oil from northern Alberta to Vancouver Harbor, basically, Burnaby, the suburb right next to Vancouver. It'll be loaded there at an existing terminal that's been tripled in capacity onto ships that then sail out into the Strait of Georgia. They have to thread between the Canadian Gulf Islands and the Washington San Juan Islands through Boundary Pass and then down Harrow Strait and past Limekiln Lighthouse, where you maybe have gone orca watching before.
Yes, indeed.
They'll take a turn to the west at Victoria and head out the Strait of Juan de Fuca to past Port Angeles and Nea Bay to destinations as varied as California refineries, or more often to Asia, to China, Japan, Korea, and we're learning today as far as India, perhaps.
Mm. So definitely going past some sensitive areas. And if there is an incident near the islands, if there is a spill or something happens, who would be responsible for containing it and cleaning it up? And how would they do that?
Well, a lot of activity has happened in the last couple of years to basically double the capacity of the Oil Spill Prevention and Response Organization in Canada, which is funded in large measure by Trans Mountain, the developer of this project. And so they've brought dozens of extra skimmer vessels, workboats, barges with supplies. But, you know, oil can cross the border easily if the currents are going that way. So in Washington State, the State Department of Ecology, which oversees a similar spill response system on our side of the border, has been keeping an eye on this. They are not, however, sinking millions and tens of millions of dollars in added capacity. The director of the Spill Prevention Program told me that the State Department of Ecology is well prepared now with the resources and laws it has at its disposal.
Tom, why has the Canadian government pushed so hard for this pipeline, despite all the protest?
It's interesting because the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, talks a good game on climate change and stepping up to protect the planet. But this industry is critical to Alberta, which is a major economic engine for all of Canada. I mean, when this pipeline starts up, the Finance Minister of Canada says it will add a half percentage point to the Canadian gross domestic product, the GDP, for the whole country.
I'll just note that we import crude oil by tanker to Puget Sound refineries. And you write in your piece that the Canadians are likely going to be matching our imports with their increased exports. So how would you assess this development now in the greater scheme on our dependence on fossil fuels?
It's interesting. Kind of money talks is one of the takeaways you could have from this, that there are politicians, we mentioned Justin Trudeau, Jay Inslee, that talk a good game on fighting climate change. But here in the case of Canada now, when push comes to shove, critical industry, a major province in the country depends on, this is critical to their future growth, that won out over keeping fossil fuels in the ground.
Tom Bonsey, failing at retirement, writes about the Trans Mountain Pipeline into British Columbia in the Washington State Standard. Tom, thank you so much for your continued reporting. It's a delight to talk to you again.
Likewise.